You're listening to SBS News.
Now, this medicine, we're working with the element of fire. So initially when it is applied, you may feel a heat.
It's called Cambo, a traditional Amazonian medicine making its way into the West. On the tiled floor of a suburban apartment, a Cambo ceremony is in full swing. Sitting in a circle of yoga mats, each participant is equipped with water bottles and a bucket, while practitioner Debbie Lanyon snuffs the room with sage. Using an incense stick, a row of superficial burns are blistered onto the skin of each participant before the dried toxins of South America's giant monkey frog, otherwise referred to as Cambo, is applied to each circular wound. The effect, nausea and severe vomiting.
Once you've finished your purging and you've gone through your recovery period, you just feel lighter and you have more energy.
The substance is traditionally used by Amazonian tribes for a host of anecdotal reasons, from treating fevers to increasing fertility to removing negative energy. Unlike other Amazonian treatments such as ayahuasca, Cambo is reportedly not hallucinogenic. Instead, users believe the purge can shift depression, boost immunity, and even aid recovery from serious illnesses. But while Cambo users extol the health benefits, some scientists, such as Dr. Ian Musgrave, disagree.
Cambo can kill. Your blood pressure falls, your heart rate goes up, you're vomiting, you've got diarrhea. That could again affect your heart and cause serious issues, possibly heart attack, possibly stroke.
The largely unregulated practice drew the attention of Australian health authorities after the death of 39-year-old Cambo practitioner Natasha Legner in March of this year. According to her twin brother, Christian Legner, Natasha underwent 3 autopsies. After more than 12 weeks, the pathologist's report came back inconclusive. It's understood the coroner's report is still pending.
I got the phone call from her flatmate who had said that there was complications, she was having cardiac arrest. She was practicing Cambo at the time.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration has warned against trying the substance, stating the participation in Cambo ceremonies is a dangerous practice and the government strongly urges people to exercise extreme caution. There are 40 practitioners in Australia trained by the International Association of Cambo Practitioners, but the course is not recognised here. These health unknowns have resulted in the South Australian Health and Community Services Complaints Commissioner, Dr. Grant Davies, issuing an interim ban on Adelaide-based Cambo business, Two Wolves, One Body, pending an inquiry.
If Cambo wants to be taken seriously, then they need to undertake a rigorous assessment of the safety and efficacy of their substance. So, undertaking clinical trials, for example, would be a good first step.
Two Wolves, One Body, run by Carly Angel and Brad Williams, say the New South Wales death was unrelated to their business. Mr. Williams says the practice is misunderstood.
I think if Cambo or providing Cambo was to be made illegal in Australia, what would happen is that Cambo would go underground. So you would have practitioners that weren't able to be visible, weren't able to be publicly accountable.
The South Australian Health Complaints Commissioner will decide on the future of Cambo practitioners in the state by the end of this month. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.